I'm Rosa Rebecca, and you're listening to Shine Looks podcast. Let's get it. Guys, welcome back on Shine Looks, and this time we're really gonna start over and just like flip the whole thing and do everything differently and really take control even of this platform and this journey. And I'm so excited to start this journey with you guys. I've been a bit more quiet again. I feel like I've been saying this for the past few months at least. But for now, I really believe that this is time of comeback. And I've been just like really taking time to be quiet and really just like trying to search my path and the right platforms to be in and really just finding my voice again. Because it feels like I kind of got lost in the middle on just like doing these, all these things and just like performing and getting basically stuck on business, like just like doing it and just like, because you had it all. So easily we get so caught up on that and we're not like even trying to push ourselves out of that. And that's something that we're gonna keep talking later on, but for now we're gonna be talking about stepping through the new year. And I couldn't be more excited. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm so ready to welcome the year of 2024. Like, don't get me wrong, this year was great. Like, obviously we're living our dreams already. And this year has been great. Obviously, there's been ups and downs. There's been some battles. There's been some moments of frustration. But also at the same time, there's been some great breakthroughs, amazing encounters, like new doors has opened and just like blessing after blessing. And again, I need to highlight that it's all about getting blessed so I can be a blessing. So it's not about, hey, how can I get more? How can I like be here, sit on my throne and just like enjoying my life. Obviously we're enjoying life too, but I think our mindset and our heart should always be like, hey, I want to be a blessing. Hey, I want to get more so I can give more. Hey, I want to feel myself. I want to feel good about myself. I want to really take control of my life so I can pour even more. I just want to be a vessel. That's it. Like, that's all. I just want to be a vessel. Like, I don't know about you, but I feel like I don't want to live a life of just focused on me. I think we're called. I think every single one of us, we have a calling and there are some things that we're called to do. And it's just such an amazing journey when we really get to a place where we just get to be a vessel. Like, I'm not even trying to do it on my own straight anymore. Like, if you know me, if you've been following me along with these years on social media, wherever, you know that I'm a person that just like loves to go and get it. Like, I can hit my head to the wall like 1,000 times, but I like, if I get a vision, I'm just gonna go there. Like, I don't even ask questions. I just go there and I just want everything right now in this moment. Like, even our kids, they know at this point that when mommy gets an idea or when mommy gets something on her head that, hey, this is something that I want. It can be a subject, something, or idea, or goal, or whatever, dream. And even the kids, they say like, yeah, I know, mom, you want it right now. And that's so true. I always want everything in this specific moment, and I'm so bad at waiting. But I've been through some times of waiting, and we'll get to that later on. And there are some seasons of waiting, and we should really learn to embrace the journey of waiting too. And that's so precious, but we're not going to talk about that today. But like I said, I'm so excited to start this new year. And most of all, I'm so excited, obviously, to start this year with my family and with God, but also to start this year with you guys, because I feel like this is definitely a new start and this is definitely a new year. And I couldn't be more excited to really just be there, walk this journey together. And I'm like, I want to highlight journey. Like, this is not just like, hey, come on, like, watch my life and just like, welcome to join my journey and like seeing what's happening in my life. But this is actually a journey. Like, we're not finished yet. Like, I'm not finished yet. Like I told, like, I've accomplished so many of my dreams. We're living our dream boards. All has like came to our everyday life, the things that we used to dream before, but I'm not finished yet. Like, when I like accomplish something, I already have a new goal. I already have new things, new projects, new ideas. They're like, there's always something that I want to like push myself into, and there's always something more. Like, I don't want to just like stay still and be like, okay, that's a wrap, like we're done. I just really, really want to welcome you on this journey, and I want to be here with you on this journey like the whole year. Like, I'm going to share my heart out, and I'm going to share you the tools, the tips, the just like everything. I'm just going to lay it all out there, and we're going to really make this year my year, but also your year. So this is going to be our year, and I'm so excited, and I'm so ready for it. Like, this is your year. You have to like embrace that, like take that. You have to like lift your hands and be like, hallelujah, I received that. I received that. Because so many times we just hear something, we read this beautiful, like motivational quotes on social media, and we're like, yeah, like I like that one. Okay. I might comment like a fire emoji or something, like, yeah. And then we just keep on scrolling, and we never like really take a hold of that. We're not like really taking that and be like, hey, I'm owning this. Hey, I'm actually taking this word, and I start to believing it. I have faith on it. Like, I just start to visualize it, and I want this on my life, and I'm grabbing it in this moment. I'm grabbing it in this season. I need this word in this season. I need that breakthrough in this season. And it's so important that we really start to take these words. I don't want this to be just another year when we hear things, when we read things, when we might even wish for things. But I want this to be the year of fulfillment. I want this to be the harvest year. I want this to be the year when you really get to bloom, when you really get to live your dreams out, when you really get to discover your full potential, find your calling, and really live that out. This is the year of blessing. This is a year of harvest. This is the year where you get to bloom. This is your year. And actually, I just want to take a little pause here and just like, before we move any further, just to like give you the chance to really reclaim this and really take a hold of the word and like really start declaring and owning that, hey, this is where it ends. Like, this is where it ends. Like, I'm done. There has to be a point of our life when we're like, just like, I'm done. I'm done with listening to the lies of the enemy. I'm done with being so negative. I'm done with like getting stuck and just like not seeing any progress. I'm done with all these thoughts. I'm done with staying under my circumstances. I'm done with just like watching other people getting it. And I'm done. Like, this is enough. And we have to stand up. And even now, as a prophetic like action, you can really actually stand up and take a step and be like, okay, like, this is it. I am leaving the old behind, and I'm stepping to the new, and really like just like reclaiming it, taking back everything that the enemy stole from you, and really just like being like, okay, I'm ready. Because it takes actions. It takes like practical things from us. The routines, and just like being open to like, hey, I'm ready to start renewing my mind every single day. I'm ready to do what it takes. I'm not gonna be the victim anymore and just sit on my chair and sit on my bed and be like complaining about like watching as other people get it and just like taking everything that the enemy feeds me. Like, I'm done with it. This is enough, and I'm not taking it anymore. I'm reclaiming it. I am really starting to take hold of my own life and of my own thoughts and of my own paths. I'm ready for whatever it takes. Like, I'm just gonna, like, this is the moment, and I'm just gonna leave the old behind. I'm just gonna take this step as a prophetic action, and I'm gonna be like, okay, God, whatever it is that you want me to do, I'm ready for it. Like, God, I'm done with just like feeling sorry about myself. God, I really want you to do something. God, I'm ready to surrender. It's not even about me. It's not even about what I want. God, let your will happen in my life. And that's when we start to see the breakthroughs. Because so many times, even Christians, even us as Christians, we just pray on things, and then we just sit. We just sit and wait and be like, well, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and it will come to us. Yeah, sure, but it also takes actions. So just get ready to receive and just get ready to own what you hear. And just like every single time you hear something that I'm saying that you read from social media or that you read from a book, just like own it. Own it in that moment and be like, hey, I grab a hold of this, I put it on my heart, I visualize it, I feel it, I have faith on it, and just like start walking according to it. You have to own what you hear. You have to own what you read, and that's how you get it. So yeah, I really believe that this year is again a fresh start, and I don't even know how many fresh starts you've had. Like sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just like sit still and I just like thank the Lord from his mercy. Like I've had so many fresh starts, like I wouldn't be here without his mercy. Like, I feel like sometimes we get opportunity after opportunity, open door after open door. Like, we get so many moments that, like, takes us to grow, so many encounters, so many people, so many moments of great, great possibilities. And so often we, like, skip that. We're not willing, we have our own vision and we're really just like keeping hold of that, and we're not willing to see anything else like outside of that, or we're just so focused on doing things. Maybe it's our daily life, maybe it's something on your life, maybe it's your studies, whatever. We're so caught up on something that we're not even willing to see what's like out there. Or sometimes we, like I said, sometimes we try it on our own strength. And we just really like, we just go there. Like, we're just like, okay, I got a word. Now I'm just gonna run with it. Like, I'm not even gonna pause for the encounters. I'm not even gonna take a pause and like ask or like spend time with the creator, with the one who gave me the word, with the one who gave me this calling, with the one who gave me this life. Like, I just got something. I have a fire on my heart, I got a word, I'm just gonna run with it. And again, maybe it's just me, but I feel like we get these fresh starts, not just like every year, but also during our everyday life. And maybe you too have been on a place that you feel like, okay, if you really be honest and reflect back your life, there has been some fresh starts. There has been some people on your way that's been like, hey girl, like, just, I just want to like say this with all love, with all respect. Like, is that relationship really good for you? Like, do you see the changes that are happening with your mind, with the way you see yourself when you're hanging around with those people, when you're really spending that time with that man, with that guy? There's been some people, there's been some moments, some paths, some doors, some fresh starts for you. But sometimes we miss that. And that's when the grace of God comes. And I'm so grateful for that. Even while we're stepping to this new year, I'm so grateful of this fresh start. And let this be the fresh start. Let this be the fresh start. We're not watching back of the like 20, 50, hundreds of fresh starts that we missed. But let this be the fresh start for you and I. And this is the year, this is the season, this is the moment where we actually get the fresh start. And we're really gonna own it this time. You're really gonna own it this time. It's not just some, hey, I'm gonna make these great New Year promises and you'll never live according to it. You never actually see the fulfillment. You don't really get to see that. Maybe you try it for a month. Maybe you try it for a week. But you actually don't see any fruit on your life because you don't have a solid foundation, because you don't have routines, you don't have the tools, you don't have the mindset, you don't have the faith, you don't have the attitude, you don't have the right thinking patterns that are gonna be there to support your journey and get you to the other side, to get you to the promised land. You don't have it. But now we're gonna take it and we're gonna own it, and this is gonna be your year. Trust me, if you're ready to start this season, if you're ready to start this year with me, we're gonna get it. We're gonna put all the tools and all the pieces together and we're gonna get it. So really, this is an opportunity to just like hit the reset button and just like leave everything behind, all the old, like everything that didn't serve us on the previous year, and we're just gonna walk into the new. We have an intention, we have a purpose, and we have a positive thinking, and we just have a positive attitude, and we have faith with us. We have faith on ourselves, and we have faith on God, and everything's about to change. Like, we're gonna change, like, everything. We're just gonna flip it out, like, upside down, and we're gonna really change the way we see ourselves, and we're really gonna change the way we speak about ourselves, about our life. It all starts from inside out, and that's when we see the breakthroughs. So are you really ready to, like, have an honest reflection of the past year, of the previous year? Like, what are the things that served you well? The routines, the relationships, like, what worked well? What were the things that really bore good fruit and made you feel good, took you closer to God, took you closer to your goals? What are the things that served you well? What are the things that you want to continue on this new year that we're stepping in? Well, what about the things that didn't serve you? What are the relationships that when you left that relationship, when you left that encounter, when you left that meeting, when you left that evening, you didn't feel good about yourself? You didn't feel like everything is possible. You didn't feel freedom. You didn't feel peace anymore. You didn't feel like yourself anymore. What are the things, the routines, the relationships, the things on your life that took you further away from your true identity, that took you further away from who you're called to be and meant to be, that you took you further from your own goals and your dreams? Like, what worked well, what served you, and what didn't serve you? What are the things that you want to continue, and what are the things that you're ready to give up on and leave at this moment? There are some things, there are some relationships that you have to give up before you step to the new season. You cannot step to the new season while you're dragging the old season things on your back. Like, even in shops, we see that they're changing what they're offering. Like, you cannot step to the summer season with the winter jacket. This is the moment where you have to make the decision that, are you ready to give up the old collection? And are you ready to start the new year with the new collection? There is some relationship and you're not gonna like it, but you have to let them go. There are some people that you have to let go. There are some social media accounts that you're following that you have to let go in this moment. It's not serving you. You already know that deep down on your heart, but you still keep holding on to that. You still keep holding on to that routine, that appearance, those relationships, that, like, mold, because that's what other people are doing. Like, that's what they're expecting of you. Well, that's what gives you likes. Well, that's what gives you attention. But it's not serving you. It's not serving who you really are. It's not serving your identity. It's not serving the one who created you. It's not serving your calling. You have to let them go. You cannot expect to keep doing the same and get a different result. You cannot expect this year to be different if you still keep holding on to the same patterns, the same routines, you still keep hanging around with the same people. It doesn't work like that. You cannot keep holding on to the same thinking patterns. They're the exact thing that's holding you, that got you stuck in the first place. Those relationships, those routines, those thinking patterns is not working for you. If you want to step to the new season, if you want to step to the new year, if you really want to see progress and you really want to see where you're called and really start to bloom and find your calling, find your true value and identity, really want to see different kind of results, it's time to do something different. It's time to dream big. This year is a plank page of full of possibilities. It's time to see those possibilities. This is the season of open door. There are so many open doors for you at this moment. There are so many people just waiting for you to step to the calling that God has for you, and they're really, like, depending on that. They're waiting for you to take the step. They're waiting for you to say the word. They're waiting for you to reach your arm out. This is the page full of possibilities. So it's time to dream big. It's time to have that great faith. Keep holding on to that faith. And it's time to really set goals and intentions for the year ahead. And we have to stay positive. We have to keep on holding to positive attitude and positive thinking, be specific and of course be realistic, but also to have that great faith. In the Bible, it says in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Matthew 17 and 20 says, if you'd had faith, even a mound of a mustard seed, nothing's impossible. And you could say to that mountain, like, rise up and move, and it will move. If you'd had faith, even a mound of a mustard seed, like, that's so tiny. I don't even know if you realize how tiny that is. We need to have faith. Have faith on yourself and have faith on God in this season. And I promise you, you're going to get there. You're going to see the results. We have to have great faith that moves the mountains. That's going to be there even when other people are not aligning with what we have on our heart, are not aligning with the vision that we have, that are not aligning with our dreams. And it's okay because they don't got the vision, they don't got the dream, they don't got the calling, it's on you. So keep holding on to that faith. Every single day, do something that lifts up your faith, that lifts up the atmosphere, lifts up your excitement. You have to stay on the right tone. You have to, like, really tune yourself into the right frequency so you can be ready to receive. Because we cannot function from this reality anymore. Something has to change. Something has to change. You have to feel. You have to feel it, that you're already there. So this is the time to really write down your goals and just to, like, share it with some good people, with the right people. Like, if you don't have those people around you, just don't share it. Don't share it at this moment. But if you do have the right people that are going to pray about it, that are going to be there to support you, that are going to be there to really, like, talk life, speak life over your dreams and over your life, then you can share it with a few of those people. But just, like, really take that goal, write it down, and break that big goal into smaller action steps. And then focus one step at a time. That's so important. So that's why, like, you have to break it down. Like, I have this big goal. Okay, when do you want to get that? Like, when do you want to be there? And then break it down. What does it mean on monthly? Like, what does it mean you have to do weekly? Like, what does it mean that you have to do every single day? Like, what's your daily task? What's your daily DMO? What are the things that you have to do to be able to get there? Like, write it all down. Don't just, like, keep it on your head, but really write that down. And just, like, surround yourself with positive people who are there to lift you up. This season, in 2024, let me just tell you how important it is that we have the right people around us. Like, right people around us. It is so important. I cannot highlight that enough. You have to surround yourself with the right people and be willing to let go of the, like, wrong kind of relationship, even toxic relationships. It goes even on social media and the people you're following. Like, we're not going to talk about that now, but just, like, putting it out there also. And be willing to say no. Be willing to say no and, like, really set those boundaries for people who discourage you, people who, like, press you down when it comes to your dreams, when it comes to your value, when it comes to your identity. Seek out some motivational books, some podcasts, some seminars, some courses. Even we have, like, courses and, like, things coming this year that are helping you to really own it and really helping you to leave your calling out. Grab your Bible even. Like, I don't even care if you're a Christian or not. Just, like, grab a Bible. If you can get a hold of Bible, like, it's even on, like, apps nowadays, you can have it on your phone. Just, like, go there. Like, even the greatest of professors and mentors all around the world, like, it all comes to Bible. So many lessons, so many wisdom, so many, there's, like, all, it's all in there. But we're like, well, I don't want that. That I'm not ready to go there. Like, it's just some God thing. Well, if you're ready to worship the universe, why are you not willing to check what the creator of the universe has to say? has to say about you and has to say about your calling, has to say about your dreams, has to say about your identity and value. There are some really, really deep, fundamental keys in the Bible. So I don't care if you're a Christian or if you're a Muslim or if you just believing in yourself. Grab a hold of Bible this year. Make that your number one goal. And you'll see how your life is gonna like really turn upside down in a good way. And again, we're gonna really like dig deep to all of the things that we've been speaking on this episode. This was a quite a long episode, but still, like, we're gonna go even deeper and just like grabbing the individual things and really go deeper and really take practical steps and tools during this journey. But right now, I just wanna like lay it all out there and just like share my heart out and just like prepare you for what's to come. Okay, we're gonna make this year your year and our year. But like I said, finally, just like cultivate the attitude of gratitude. Like even in during like difficult times, even if you're in the middle of a storm, even if it feels like you're in prison, like you're so stuck and you just feel all this pressure coming and you don't see a way out. Still, even during the difficult times, have faith and have gratitude. Like, practice gratitude every single day. That's such a huge key. I just like really wish you could see that and really start to practice that, not just for a week, not just for once, not just for a month, but really take that as your daily life routine. Like, every single day, practice affirmations, to really centered in positivity, really like watch your word, because the life and the death is on your tongue, on the power of your tongue. Like you can either speak life or you can either speak death. Like you have the power with your words, with your thinking patterns. Like it is so important to really start taking control of your life, of your mind and of your words. That's how you're gonna see a total shift on your own life. And really be willing to help others. And you're just gonna see how your spirit starts to roar. Like this is the season that you find your voice. This is the season that you find your potential while you're helping and while you're blessing others. It's time to step to 2024 with faith, believing in yourself and your own capacity for growth and change. And I just know, like, I just know you're gonna get it. And I just know this is gonna be our year. And I'm so excited about it. And just remember that we have the power. We've been given and entrusted with the power and authority to really create this life. You have the power to renew your mind. You have the power to think positively. You have the power to expect great things. And you have the power to choose hope and choose faith and choose happiness and joy even during the difficult times. And we're just gonna own it, we're just gonna take it, and we're just gonna reflect the past year, write down some goals, break that into smaller action steps, surround ourselves with the right people, stay motivated, really just lifting up the atmosphere, and just like really cultivating the attitude of gratitude, believing in ourselves, having faith on God, and we're just gonna go and get it. Are you ready for it? I'm so ready for it. Welcome on this journey. I'm Rosa Rebecca, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys. Have a great one.